class and I'm requesting 30 extra seconds. I suffer a little from like nightmares from my past 65 years of mayhem and military life. You seven people have freaking damaged me. I'm waking up tonight screaming with my penis on fire, wearing a goddamn clown suit, while I'm getting my face slashed with skis, drowning in the North Fork of the Payette, getting gassed with bear spray. What is wrong with you people? Okay, so that's my 30 seconds. I'm going to start with three disclaimers. Number one, I'm prone to profanity. Leave now if you can't deal with it, because I cannot make 7 minutes without doing it. Number two, when I signed up for this, my wife said, "You cannot do this. The police are going to find out about you, and you are going to jail." So we looked up all the statutes of limitations and all my mayhem, and I'm safe. And then she reminded me in 2011 that I was arrested, arraigned, and tried in federal court for hijacking a federal airliner. That'll be after the end of 7 minutes, because I'm hoping I can get that there that long. Number three, I have never had an identity crisis. I looked it up. I'm like, hell no. There's nothing in the psychology paperwork of identity crisis that I can possibly relate to. And I'm explaining to you why. My bio, I said, my name is Chuck Miller, with a T, rhymes with. I have some identity crisis. You are on my list. I picked you up right from the start. This is it. It's been my whole life. And so my wife thinks it's kind of cute. Oh, hey, I'd like to order the blue shoes. You know, yeah, this is size number 11. What's your name? Chuck Miller. How do you spell that, T-U-C-K? Oh, is that a nickname? No, that's my name. Oh, it must be short for Tucker. I'm like, no, it's not short for Tucker, mother... It's Tucker. That's all there is to it. There's nothing else to it. So I have spent my life as Tuck. And here's how this works. Parents are pregnant, 1958. Hey, honey, let's get the book out and figure out what we're going to name the baby. Oh, Emily, oh, I love that. Anastasia, that's so romantic. Patricia, I know I was supposed to be a girl. Nobody goes and finds a book with the name Tuck in it. And so I spend my younger life, like the first 4 years, a lot of my family must have been embarrassed because they called me Bubba. So I spent the first 4 years of my life as Bubba. I didn't know my real name. Then when I started kindergarten and grade school, you know, the kids are polite and nice. There's Jimmy and Johnny and Sally and Tuck. And so I'm kind of off to the side. I'm already different. But the kids are nice. But for boys, it really starts in about second grade. And second grade to seventh grade are what we will call the fighting years. Because you got a choice as a little boy. The Rat Pack is going to pick on you in the early 1960s, and they're going to own you, or you're going to fight back. I picked the latter. So I spent 5 years fighting 3 to 5 times a week, and I got hella good at it. And it kind of goes like this. Jim, Jim, Bo, Bim, Banana, Fan, and your kitchen panties against the wall, and somebody goes, Tuck, Tuck, Bo, Buck, Banana, Fan, Bo. You're going to flip a fly. And so it happens 3 or 4 times, and it's game on. You got to defend yourself. And I grew up, my father was in the military, and we traveled almost every year. So you're walking into a new environment, and this is starting anew. So I can walk into a room, and I can pick out the person who's going to make fun of my name by looking at the room. I knew it. So I fight my way through all these years, and I've kind of become a force of nature. And it's like a pine tree that grows out in the open. You're out in the open, and you're getting bombarded all the time by the wind. You get gnarly. If you're in the shade, lots of trees growing together, they're tall and skinny, and that tree out in the open gets what's known as butt swell. You are looking at the personification of butt swell. 30-inch inseams. I got a longer reach than Mark Spitz. I got huge hands, and I got a head made out of freaking concrete. You can bring it, and I'm going to still be standing. I'll guarantee it. In the sixth grade, my dad said, no more fighting. You guys have permanent teeth. It's over. Learn to deal with what people call you. So I really learned that in my whole life. And the only other time it ever cropped up again was, there were some girlfriends that said, oh, I'm going to name my first child after you. I see him 10 years later. I said, hey, how's your son Tuck? He said, no, his name's Tanner. I named my dog Tuck. So I've had dogs and mules named after him, but no kids. So the last big instance of this was when I went through Special Forces School. You get the living hell beat out of you. Just, I mean, completely beat to death. But you take this thing called the MMPI, the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, and they find out how many people are in here. And if they have psychopathologies. So you get done with Special Forces School, and there's like 20% maybe of you left standing. And you are literally beat to hell. This is just in the selection phase. And then there's this board. And about 20% of the, maybe 30% of the class is numbers. You're all numbered. I was number 163. There's these numbers on the board. They said, pick up your stuff and leave. And they got psyched, meaning they didn't pass the MMPI. You take this thing three times. And you take it once when you're fresh. You take it once when you're half beat down. And you take it once when you are hella beat down. And you can't really escape who you are. So when I graduate, or when we go through the class, the psychologist kind of takes you out the back end. And he said, you know, I looked at your test results. I have never seen this. All three tests, all 600 questions, you were the same every time. You never changed. He said, there's only one person in there, isn't there? And I said, yeah. It is hella lonely in here. There's only one person in there. And you can call me whatever the hell you want. And they thought they were going to kind of break me through Seer and all this stuff. So they gave me a new name, Crack Whore. And I'm like, after a month, I'm like, guys, you cannot verbally abuse me. You cannot do it. It's impossible. And so I'm going to leave you with three thoughts. One, when people call you names, it's on them. It's not about you. Number two, if you want a normally well-adjusted child, do not name him Tuck. Number three, if you want somebody who children will come after because they know they can identify a bully in a room, and I can prove this here. There's a young lady here when she was 6 years old said she was going to marry me. And she turned 17 and she said she's going to marry me when she turns 17 next week. So it's on. So number three, name them Tuck and they will never have an identity crisis.